of liberty to ourselves and our posterity to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Rob Manning from PRI, and most people are going to say, well, what's PRI? Well, basically, it is a gasoline or diesel additive, and people say, so what? Well, what's this? Why worry about that? Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly why we're moving into what I believe are uncertain times. And certainly you want to be able to preserve both gasoline and diesel, or if you have old gasoline and old diesel around, you want to be able to rejuvenate it. And it's an amazing product, been around for some time, and we actually are carrying it, we've been carrying it, we think it's a good idea. And, well, I'm going to let Rob tell you about it. He certainly has been working with his company. He's one of the primary movers behind the company for some years. They have an excellent product, and it's something that everybody, I think, should have on hand, because I believe that difficult, very difficult times lie ahead. Rob, you pick up the story and tell our listeners the background behind the product and why it's important that they have it on hand.
I think you wanted another researcher to speak about that, Dr. Stan.
Yes, you have another researcher?
No. I'm going to speak about healthcare and the college nurses in Ontario.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Then we have the wrong. Go right ahead. Is this Rob Manning?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. We have another gentleman who talks on PRI with exactly the same name. You pick up the story here on healthcare in Ontario.
Okay. Sorry, if he calls in, then I'll let him.
Oh, no, you go right ahead. You two people by the same name, a little confusing for me. You go ahead.
Okay, well, I hope Letitia can get a hold of him, too. So anyways, I'm a nurse from Ontario. I have a broad range of experience in the hospital, pediatrics, medicine, community nursing, and long-term care psychiatric nursing. About 2005, I was attending someone's home just as a last-minute call-in, and I happened to walk into an assisted suicide, but I didn't realize that. At the time, the wife was asking me to do anything I could for this gentleman, so I offered to bring a juicer and offered to bring Dr. Lorraine Day videos in and Dr. Russell Blaylock's books in and Edward Griffin's book in on World Without Cancer, and she was very agreeable to that, and so I went ahead and fed the fellow and just some fresh juice and some water, just the way I was asked to do, and then what happened was is that the next day there was all these complaints that I had tried to do heroic actions and bring him back to life, which is I had asked four times for permission to just to keep him going. It was totally her choice. She was desperate to keep him going. Anyways, there was a whole lot of allegations raised against me at the level of the college nurses, and actually I got fired. I didn't even know that all this stuff had happened, that there was problems until 3 or 4 months later, so I wasn't able to address them. So...
Well, basically, it was because you were trying to prevent this assisted suicide.
Well, no, I was just trying to keep him alive. I had no idea that there was a suicide, and I lost my license for 6 months. But I appealed it to a divisional court, and then I lost there. So I kind of ran out of money at the appeals court level. My lawyer wanted $250,000 to represent me, and he didn't see that there would be any other outcome other than just getting my money back. So when I prayed about it, and he wanted me just to drop it. I didn't feel good about that. And so the next morning I was praying, and it was like God was saying, well, I forgave Peter so I can forgive you. And so I took the case, and I was working on it. And it's like I say, this is 5 years later. And then when I started comparing what she was telling the nurses as compared to what she was telling, what was recorded by the nurses, she had a different notation in her diary as opposed to what the nurses were recording. And so according to the subcutaneous pain pump, she had overdosed her husband for about a week before I got there. But for the three days before I got there, she overdosed him at 10 to 11 times the normal level of Dilaudid. So she was pushing the button even when he was semi-comatose. So anyway, it took 5 years to figure that out. And so I brought that forth to the appeals court just on my own. And what happened was they made the college nurses pay $1,000 in court fees, but they wouldn't hear the appeal. So essentially, the other nurses and the computer recorded an assisted suicide, and I brought that forth. But the college nurses didn't address that with that nurse, and they continued to put all these restrictions on my license. And then so I took it to the Supreme Court, and because in Canada, it's illegal to do assisted suicide. It's a 14-year prison sentence, and also failing to provide necessaries. And the main thing is she would have lost, I'm guessing, about like $1 million worth of insurance money. So you can't do that on your insurance policy. You can't overdose on legal or illegal drugs or kill a person. So anyways, it seemed to be a big smokescreen to cover their actions. And then so anyways, I jumped all the hoops. I took these courses and I took my time off and everything, and I was just ready to start my own business. And what happened was is that now the College of Nurses wants to tell me that because I gave the explanation that I did, and because I gave some of the background as to how not only was cancer and other chronic diseases kind of spread, as well as the cure is not well known, deliberately covered up, because they gave that explanation, which is pretty much what you say, Dr. Stan. And now they're trying to tell me I'm crazy and take away my license again. So that kind of encapsulates the whole thing.
Well, basically, then was there $1 million? How much life insurance was involved?
I'm not sure of the life insurance policy, but I do know it's through Manulife. I reported it to the police after I figured it out, and I also reported when the college wouldn't do anything about it. And I also reported it to the Manulife, the insurance carrier.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Rob Manning.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skill the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permits and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning Rob Manning is a registered nurse that lives in Canada, and of course he actually then had to go out and actually find one vehicle that he makes a living is selling health products. Would you like to tell us about the health products you sell, how people get in touch with you, why these health products are important?
Yes, I have my own website, and it's illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca with three S's.
Illnessstrategies.ca, and there are three S's. There's illness, two S's, and strategies, one. So it's illnessstrategies.ca. That's right?
That's right. So I have a discount supplements that a lot of them I get from the States, some from Europe, that are suggested as helpful by Garth Nicholson and by Bill Walsh and by Joel Wallach and Dr. Day and lots of folks with high caliber of in-depth knowledge. So, and Bill Sardi, things like that. So just basically an inexpensive way to get a hold of some of those things that the experts talk about.
Okay, are there some children in the background there that are...
Yeah, sorry.
I'm fine. If we, maybe at the break, why you can get them into another room there, so that won't be going out over the telephone. But basically, what you've done then is take a lot of the people that we've had as guests and got these very supplements and medications that they suggest and make them available to people who'd like to have them. What sort of supplements are important, are successful? What sort of medical supplements really help people's health, in your experience?
Well, in my experience, oil of oregano, as suggested by Dr. Cass Ingram in his book, The Cure is in the Cupboard, has been wonderful. I was having some terrible problems with repeated viral attacks, especially after one of my Alzheimer's patients attacked me and bit me. And so I had a lot of back problems, and the girls at work actually suggested it. So there's oil of oregano and Oregamax and Orega spray and all kinds of things like that that are imported by the North American Herb and Spice Company. So I just have just above wholesale prices on that. So
that's oil of oregano, and it's something that's taken, and is it beneficial for back? Is it beneficial for... How does it affect the health?
Well, it's been wonderful for chronic herpes infections, and it's been wonderful for chronic back pain and knee problems that I had as a result of crashing a hang glider and motor vehicle accidents and things like that.
All right, fine. And certainly oil of oregano is a standard, something that every home should have. And we know it, certainly we've carried it ourselves, but certainly in other products, but basic oil of oregano is something that everyone should have on hand because it does certainly help prevent infection. It boosts the immune system, and that's the thing that I usually associate with it. And boosting the immune system, of course, will tend to increase the level of our health. What are some of the other products you carry that people can get through you?
Well, in speaking with a naturopath here in town, she recommended a natural culture as well to go hand in hand with the oregano, and that's proven to be helpful. And also, Catherine and Carl Pullman, in their book, The Infection Connection, found that pulsing it every second day really helped.
So what is the product?
Oh, it's the same product. I just meant that the dosage is pulsed every 2 days as opposed to every day. That's from Catherine and Carl Pullman's research. So other things like Joel Wallach recommends colloidal minerals. He's done extensive research, as you know, on animals and on people, being a vet and a naturopath and a doctor. Some of the things that Bill Walsh recommends in getting out the heavy metals from folks, like calcium and folic acid and B6 and things like that. So I have a good line on some vitamins like that. And of course,
I'm sorry. You say getting, are these supplements or is this to get these out of you?
The supplements would help to get the heavy metals out. So
the supplements would help to get the heavy metals out. And what specific supplements are you speaking of?
Well, Professor Bill Walsh has a regime of vitamin B6, calcium, and folic acid, plus a substance that he has patented, so that's only available through him.
Do you offer that product?
Not yet, but I'm hoping to get that.
All right, fine. Let's talk about the products that you offer that you think are important. What about the colloidal minerals? Do you offer those?
Yes. Aloe. Just about anything that comes from a health food store at a good price.
Fine. Now, how could people then get in touch with you?
You could call me directly at 613-822-7625. That's 613-822-7625. Or just try my website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca.
All right, fine. So basically, you carry certainly the oregano products, which we certainly believe are very, very beneficial. You carry the colloidal minerals. What other products are you offering members of the audience listening this morning?
Well, after the testimony of health journalist Bill Sardi on hyaluronic acid, I stocked up on some of that as well, and some of the folks, the seniors with arthritis, have found that to be quite beneficial.
All right, and certainly that hyaluronic acid is a very, very significant issue. What are some of the other things, though? Because certainly if you want to talk about the products, you have to let the people know what the issues are, or do you suggest that they call you and you'll talk to them and make the suggestions? Is that what you're suggesting?
That would be fine, and it can point them to the actual researchers. Say, Cass Ingram, for instance, it depends on the set of circumstances that they're in as to what sort of regime that they would follow. Of course, Carolyn Dean recommends magnesium citrate, so I carry that as well. And, of course, that works great for helping sleep and relaxing muscles. So a lot of people seem to have tense back muscles these days, like trigger points that set off more problems peripherally. Those are amongst the products that I can help people get at low cost.
Of course, magnesium is vitally important. It's essential for the function of the brain, of the heart, of the muscles. And most people really are magnesium deficient and need a supplement. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, I found it to be quite beneficial with my chronic back condition as well.
All right, fine. And basically, the tragedy is we just don't get sufficient magnesium in our diet, and we've certainly looked into this and can attest to the fact that it is a vitally important product. Why don't you just talk about some of the other products that you carry that you think that people should be considering taking?
Well, I think the most important product is just the knowledge and wisdom that you've been talking about. I've been listening to you for about 14 years, and I've come across so much helpful research, basically just to empower people, to give them hope back that they can actually get better from these terrible chronic illnesses. And I think that's the most powerful thing, because people on the media and the movies in North America, they see these, and especially healthcare practitioners see people suffer and die in these terrible conditions, and they just what I found out doing my cases is that there's people appealing at the Supreme Court level to have their doctor kill themselves legally. And to me, that's just holding back a lot of good information to help people with mercy healing rather than mercy killing.
And this then is a very, very real problem there in Canada where you live?
Yes, I hadn't realized it. So to go a little bit deeper, I guess what really upsets me is that to learn of the historical funding, taxpayer funding of some of these and the dispersal of some of these illnesses, which was in my Supreme Court factum, which is why they're trying to tell me that I'm not credible, but everything's well referenced. But anyways, the big thing that breaks my heart is that not only are the easy treatments and cures and effective approaches not being widely known, but everybody thinks it's a terrible death sentence to get MS or Parkinson's or fibromyalgia or ALS. When we in fact, according to Don and Bill Scott, disperse these things at taxpayers' expense. And what breaks my heart is that the treatment regimes that Dr. Garth and Nancy Nicholson came up with to help the Gulf War vets is not being taught in medical school. I never learned that in school. I learned it from you and from them. I actually met Dr. Nicholson when I was really sick after the Alzheimer's patient bit me. It was his suggestions and the girls tell me about oregano that got me better. Not an infectious disease specialist. And so to take that a little step further, not only do we create them, disperse them, not tell people how to get better from them, but we incarcerate people for years for spreading AIDS through sexual contact. Now, there's a guy I went to school with. And when I was searching some of the different case law on my Supreme Court factum, there's a fellow, Johnson Aziga, Z-I-G-A, good-looking black guy from Guelph. I think he's originally from Haiti, but he contracted AIDS, and he was charged with multiple murders because he spread it around, when in fact it's in a patent. The U.S. Army patent for Mycoplasma fermentans incognitus, that the brain was not functioning right. So in other words, if you give a guy the disease and you know his brain's not going to function right, you can't hold him accountable for spreading AIDS when you're the one that spread it and then he didn't tell people how to get better. And it's in the patent. So that breaks my heart.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment for our guest this morning, Rob Manning, who actually was on the front lines of this battle in Canada about certainly legalized euthanasia. And certainly came across this case where the wife was certainly overdosing her husband and certainly preventing him from getting adequate care. She was giving him large amounts of narcotic and simply killed him. And because Rob had the audacity to complain about this sort of thing, which apparently is becoming increasingly frequent in Canada, and I suspect here in the United States as well, why, of course, he got into all sorts of problems as far as his medical licenses, the nursing license. So if you have a question or comment on this or anything else you'd like to ask, 877-254-7524, give us a call, and I'm sure Rob would love to talk to you. Well, certainly, Rob, what sort of response have you gotten from the general population as you've tried to get the information out about this case and about this practice of simply euthanasia certainly being carried out very subtly there in Canada? Are people concerned about it?
Well, people believe what they see with their eyes, and it's difficult to convey to another healthcare practitioner that it's actually a treatment regime of low molecular weight antibiotics like minocycline that Catherine Pullman talks about for arthritis or MS or ALS. There's actually people that help. There's a guy in Guelph, Ontario. His name's Terry Moore. He's a what do you call calls himself a cardiovascular neuromuscular physiologist. So he has evidence. He's at mmtr.ca. That's mmtr.ca. So I have nothing to do with promoting him, except that when I was disabled to the point where I could not walk sometimes, my doctor sent me to him, and the insurance company paid for it. So now I'm able to run again and work. And so he invented the way, because of his terrible migraines and sciatica, at the University of Guelph on racehorses, to work on electrically on the paraspinal muscles.
Hold that thought. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Love to talk right here at the American.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets, and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Patriots, conservatives, and freedom fighters. We can give in, give up, or give it all you've got. Please join us to celebrate freedom during an evening with Larry Soloff, CEO and President of Breitbart.com, the nation's premier conservative news outlet. Saturday, July 20th, the Larimer County GOP will be hosting their annual Lincoln Day dinner at the Embassy Suites in Loveland at 6 p.m. There will be a silent auction as well as a live auction featuring Margaret Thatcher and Ronald Reagan portraits. Emceeing the event will be Colorado's own homegrown rebel rouser, Kayla Bonham, last seen on Fox News with Neil Cavuto for his YouTube video featuring a thank you card to the IRS for targeting conservative political organizations. Tickets can be purchased for $50 per person by visiting LarimerGOP.org. That's LarimerGOP.org, or call 970-224-2577. Come join us Saturday, July 20th, for an eventful evening of dialogue with Larry Soloff, President and CEO of Breitbart.com, and best friend to Andrew.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, this is our man. I guess this morning, Rob Manning is in Canada. It was a registered nurse, and he just got into problems because he complained about this gentleman being euthanized by his wife, who's giving him massive amounts of Dilaudid, and eventually, of course, this is what killed him. But because he complained about that, it created all sorts of problems. Did the case actually get all the way to the Supreme Court?
Well, at the level of the appeals court, the college had to pay court costs, but they wouldn't hear my appeal. So I didn't feel that was meeting my needs at all. And so I took it to the Supreme Court, but unfortunately I was 20 days late. I'm not a lawyer, and I felt an awful lot of pressure at that level. It took me a while to assimilate all the information, but I was able to put forth a factum that was accepted without perfection, and they just refused to hear it because it was late. So they just basically, what they said is essentially the gist of this that I get is it's okay to kill someone in Canada if they have a chronic illness like cancer with an overdose, but you know, if you lie about it, how you did it, or if you make someone else look bad to cover your tracks, that's okay. But so you can avoid the 14-year prison sentence and keep the insurance money, just as long as you blow a smoke screen around it so you don't get caught. So.
All right, fine. Well, now, what sort of response did you get? Did you get any newspaper coverage on this, or certainly covered at all in television or radio? Or was this subject more or less ignored?
It was ignored.
So it's sort of a long, lonely process when you try to fight a system that seems to be intent upon permitting euthanasia, but then, of course, when you understand there is a population control agenda out there, why, of course, and euthanasia is becoming increasingly common here in the United States, unfortunately.
Well, one thing that kind of complicated the issue is, I guess, in my factum, I said that, you know, we could use transcripts from Project Echelon to prove, you know, from the cell phone calls, the numerous cell phone calls, that I had consent to do what I did, and that everything I did was consented to four times. And the wife just simply forgot about it. She forgot even any conversation with me whatsoever, and claimed that she was the one that was the one who did all the principal care, and she had been away. She went away to her son's swim meet for a short time. But this was they were both nurses, and this, I guess, compounding the problem was that her husband, who looked after quadriplegics and paraplegics, so basically he didn't want anybody else looking after him. That's what it came down to. And I guess as nurses and doctors, we don't really want to be dependent on others. So I can't really blame them in the fact that from their experience and their understanding and what they've witnessed and people suffering and dying and not having better treatments, then you know, you can't really hold that against them. It's just that, it took me 5 years to figure out why she lied about it. I just couldn't understand it.
Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If anybody has any comments or questions at all about euthanasia, is there anything else we should be covering this morning? Or should we just get your telephone number out again so people can get in touch with you if they'd like more information on your health products?
Sure. It's Rob Manning, and it's 613-822-7625 up in Ottawa, Ontario. So 613-822-7625. Or my website is illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca with three S's.
And basically, of course, people can call you and talk to you about their medical problems, and you'll be glad to talk to them without charge. And, of course, if they want to get your products, they can get them through you. Is that how it'll be working?
That's how it's working. Can I just say one more thing, Dr. Stan?
Certainly.
The fellow that I mentioned earlier from the University of Guelph that my doctor sent me to, Terry Moore, he has engineered a way at the University of Guelph on racehorses, working on the paraspinal muscles and doing an exercise regime and a light diet and lifestyle kind of thing. But he can take people with arthritic knees, arthritic hips, with ALS, MS, whatever. But he's got people with bone-on-bone. They're slated for surgery. You know, some guys, they walk like 26 feet on morphine and drop in excruciating pain. And after they see him and do the program, they cancel surgery and walk 4 miles a day. No problem. But the cartilage grows back. You just have to undo those tight muscles of the paraspinal muscles, get them working again, and then the nerves start working and the tissue regenerates. But we spend half our money here on our tax money on healthcare, and joint replacements are antiquated. I mean, there's no need for it. If you made 15 trips to see this guy in Guelph, Terry Moore, you wouldn't need a joint replacement. And people with repetitive strain injury, 2% of people to see a neurologist go back to the original job. This fellow gets about 90% of the people back to work with arthritis or MS or Parkinson's. So there's been some wonderful testimonies at the Olympic level Larry Kane, the fastest Olympic rower in the world. And he was so bad in shape from overtraining that he was off the Olympic team, and he went to see the cell in Oakville at that time. This is a gym teacher. He looks like Tarzan. He couldn't even row a boat. But he went to Terry Moore, and he was able to start rowing a boat again. He went a couple more times, and he rejoined the Olympic team. And he beat his old world record, for God's sakes. So I don't know why we don't use the knowledge we have. We should give people the best informed consent to the best treatment available, whether it's Europe or China or Korea or whoever's got the best treatment. We should be using it. That's basically what Envisa does down with Dr. Dino Prato. And it just breaks my heart that we're not doing the best for people and that we're giving them Band-Aid treatments that don't help them and don't get them back to their original life. We charge a lot of money for it, and it's all built. Nobody would take those drugs if they didn't get them free here, but we pay for everything, so people take all kinds of stuff as long as it's covered. But anyway, so that just breaks my heart.
Well, Sidney, Rob's on the front lines of the healthcare battle, and if you'd like to talk to him, you can just give him a call without, and he'll either talk to you or return your call without charge. And then if you need one to get some of the products, fine. But he's certainly has checked into all the alternative forms of therapy, and Sidney can tell you what you should be doing or where you should be going to get better health. Anything you'd like to say then before we let you go this morning?
No, I just want to thank you, and I just want to say that when I've really needed help, I got down on my knees and prayed. All of a sudden, you showed up, and I learned all this stuff to help family members that were very sick, and now they're still around and doing a lot better after the wonderful knowledge and wisdom that you've taught people and the wonderful guests that you've had on. It's been a real blessing to myself, my family, and my patients. So God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Well, basically, of course, it's the fact that we have some very, very smart people, well-read, and certainly people who've done a lot of fundamental work, whether it be Dr. Blaylock or Dr. Nicholson or so many of the speakers we have. One more time, get your telephone number out. We'll let you go.
Okay, it's 1-3-8-2-7-6-2-5. That's 1-3-8-2-2-7-6-2-5. Bob Manning.
God bless. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think we'll do open lines here in the last segment of our program. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If something you'd like to talk about, otherwise I'd like to share with you my thoughts on what is going on over there in the Near East, the Middle East, which is a seething cauldron just waiting to explode. Now, we do have friends in Israel, and we'll tell you that certainly they have been told by the government to prepare for a chemical, biological, or certainly an attack, possibly certainly a nuclear attack. So everybody over there in Israel has certainly got a safe room in their home, and basically they have all the cracks are covered with duct tape and specific facilities, so the door will be sealed and they can be able to get in there and stay there and be able to avoid the chemical, biological, or radiological attack. And certainly the Israeli people have been told recently, everybody is to have a gas mask, they're passing the gas masks out. They're suddenly getting them food and water. They're telling them there'll be areas where they'll be distributing water in case the system begins to break down. But certainly they're not talking about this publicly because they don't want to frighten the tourists. And so basically they want the tourists to come. And yet, of course, the Israeli people know that something big is afoot. Now, certainly we know that almost 100,000 people have been slaughtered in Syria thanks to your tax money. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the American government is financing the Al-Qaeda and other terrorists who are fighting in Syria. And, of course, this has killed almost 100,000 innocent civilians there. Of course, they say, oh, it's just terrible what the government is doing. Well, you've got a war going on, and the government's trying to preserve itself. And certainly the people who are trying to replace the current government, a secular government, that was allowing the Christians to live there and other people to live in peace, and we're doing everything we can to overthrow the government. Saying, well, Assad is a dictator, and yes, he is a dictator. What about Saudi Arabia? We're maintaining the dictatorship there. When was the last time you heard any criticism of Saudi Arabia where they cut off people's heads? They don't cut off people's heads in Syria, but they cut them off in Saudi Arabia. They were keeping the government there in power. They cut off their hands. They cut off their feet. They stone women to death. They're caught in adultery. They castrate men publicly. This is all done publicly. When was the last time you heard a television program or watched a television program about the atrocities that take place in Saudi Arabia? That's totally blacked out. We favor a brutal, feudalistic dictatorship, and of course we oppose certainly a more popular dictatorship. The government certainly of Syria was not perfect at all. But why are we over there? Why are we financing the people who've led to the death of 100,000 Syrians? Are you concerned that your tax money is being used to foment rebellions all throughout the world? We were behind the rebellion in Egypt. We were behind the rebellion in Tunisia. We were behind the rebellion in Libya. And all of those governments were initially replaced by the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, apparently, the Muslim Brotherhood has been thrown out in Egypt. There's a military dictatorship. And Egypt, is moving towards civil war. Exactly what is going on in Syria today. And why are we involved over there? Why don't we simply pull our troops home and have them here? Why are we defending America? Why are we so interested in sending our troops into Africa? We're in the process of sending troops into 35 African nations. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that nothing, as you are being told, there's a small clique, a small little group that has seized control of the American government. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, which is what is prophesied in the Holy Scriptures. And basically what you're seeing being played out today is that America is today, our troops, our and our military power is being used to install dictators all throughout the world who will go along with this idea of a world government. Of course, we talk about all their democratically elected. Ladies and gentlemen, the elections are rigged. They're rigged here in America. We have electronic voting machines. Every one of them can be rigged. There were thousands of voting irregularities last November, and none of them were investigated. They don't want the American people to even think about the fact that our elections are rigged. And so basically, actually, it was back in 1960 when Jack Kennedy defeated Richard Nixon for president, and the reason he did it is because Jack Kennedy's dad, Joe Kennedy, had fixed the elections. He'd gone to the mafia, had got them to actually steal the election in Illinois and one other state. But you see, the powers that be don't want the American people to actually look into this sort of thing, even to consider that the elections are rigged. Richard Nixon wanted to challenge the elections in 1960 because he was elected president. He would have been if the mafia hadn't fixed the elections. And Richard Nixon was told by the establishment, Richard, stand down, don't say anything. We don't want to get the American people to begin to think you'll have your chance later on. And so Richard Nixon was allowed then to run for a governorship in California. When he lost that, he went to work for a Rockefeller corporation, a law firm that worked for the Rockefellers. And then he was paid for the next 6 years to run for the presidency. He ran for the presidency. He won the presidency in 1968. And, of course, the rest is history. This is the way the system really works. America is not a democracy. We're a republic. Our elections, so many of them, are rigged. The media is controlled. The financial and military power of the United States is being used to bring about a one-world government. And men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And if you're not actually out there helping us get the information out, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get a copy. You need to distribute it. You can buy it economically, certainly, if you get it in bulk. We want you to get the information out. We want people to understand the powerful spirits of forces that are involved today and that control the American government and are using the power of our government to destroy Christianity throughout the Muslim world, to install dictatorships and oppress the Christians to drive them out. And they've driven them out of Egypt as we've installed these authoritarian regimes, driven them out of Iraq.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, and here at American Freedom Network. We hope that you'll listen to what I have to say about what's going on in the world. We hope that you'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you'll read it and or watch the DVD or listen to the CD. Understand that there really are forces working behind the scenes that are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government. And I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this nation, not because of what the people have done, what they have not done. And if you're not involved in helping us get the information out, that you're part of the problem. And as I said earlier, men and women do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. So get informed, get involved, and help us get the information out. Now, certainly there's all sorts of material besides my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We carry certainly that wonderful book by Constance Cumby, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, that'll take you into the New Age movement and how it permeates every aspect of our society. We carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It was written by Rennie Wormser, who is the counsel for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever permitted to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations that are using their money to destroy the Christian foundation of this country and to push Marxism and socialism in our schools and in our universities. Foundations, Their Power and Influence, is one of the five most important books that we carry. We think it's vitally important that you get it. Of course, we carry Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, a massive book, but it'll take you into the background of the secret society that became the Council on Foreign Relations, that became the Trilateral Commission, which dominates America today. And although the book, I said, was written before the Trilateral Commission was ever formed, it gives you the background of the Council on Foreign Relations. And out of the Council came the Trilateral Commission, which never had more than about 87 members of the North American chapter, and some of them came from Mexico and some of them came from Canada. But the first thing, members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission run our government today, and when Barack Obama became president, he appointed 11 of the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission to be his key advisors, and his national security advisor always comes from this little group. And it doesn't matter whether the Democrats are in power or the Republicans are in power. This same little group of people, very wealthy and certainly dedicated to this idea of world government, they are in positions of power. You need to help us get the information out. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, where you can certainly watch our DVDs, you can listen to our radio programs, and of course, as you know, we do 5 hours talk radio every day, but you can listen to the archive programs, and then, of course, you can read our newsletters, and I wrote them for probably 15 years now, of course, the newsletter is being written by William Grigg. But you need to get the information, and then you need to help us disseminate it across America. Because I can only do so much. I'm getting a little older, and I'm not going to be able to do it too much longer. But you have an obligation, I believe, to be involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. If you can join the Radio Liberty family, help us financially get it tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb located in